the last days, the end of the world. Jehovah's Witnesses are proclaiming all over the world that this is the end times. In fact, these are the last days. We are living in the end times. But the end times of what? If you understand that the Bible is nothing more than a retelling of astrology and the astrological zodiac, then you understand why it is that Jesus is referred to have fed his people and his followers. God's Son feeds his followers according to Matthew 14:17. We read, and of course this is a very old story. We've all heard about how Jesus fed his followers with two fishes. And with two fishes and five loaves, he fed his people. The two fishes are, of course, the two fishes of the zodiac, which is the constellation of Pisces. Pisces is always symbolized as two fishes. Consequently, God's Son, that thing that comes up in the morning, feeds his people on earth in the sign of the two fishes. Now, if you think we're stretching this point, just continue to listen. Jesus is referred to as the great fisherman. And of course, that's why the Pope has the Pope's mitre, or the hat, the headdress of the Pope is the fish from Dagon, the fish god, because Rome ruled the world for 2,000 years under the age of Pisces. Here in a Bible dictionary glossary, we read that the age of Aquarius, the astrological era, which will begin in AD 2740, predicted to be the new age of peace. The past 2,000 years is the Christian era, having been the age of Pisces. So what we're talking about is that's why for 2,000 years almost we have been living in the age of our Lord. And our Lord was pictured in the scriptures as being the great fisherman who fed his people with two fish, Pisces. It's very simple. Now, when I said we want to talk about the end times, the last days, because all Christian religions are talking about the last days, it's time someone explains what it really means, what we're in the last days of. That, of course, is astrology. I want to read to you from Matthew 28:20 to begin this discussion. Here we read in Matthew 28:20 where Jesus said, "Teaching them to observe all things whatever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world." Amen. I am with you always, even to the end of the world. We've been hearing about the end of the world for 2,000 years. What does this mean? It is a mistranslation. That is not the word that is originally in the original text. End of the world is a mistranslation. The correct translation is the end of an age. And I want to read to you from the Bible to explain to you that what was being said here in the, again, at Matthew 28:20, we want to read again. "And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." That's the correct translation, not end of the world. When we see that the King James Bible in their interpreting dictionary gives us the interpretation of the word Maseroth from the King James Bible, the word Maseroth means the 12 signs of the zodiac. I didn't write it. I'm just reading it. The scriptures are nothing more than astrological, or what is called in theology, astrotheology. The Bible is nothing more than a retelling of the astrotheology of the ancient world. It is purely astrology, but it has been cleverly covered so that Christians will not know that. But anyone who even tries to, for a few moments, just to relate the things which are taught about God's Son, the light of the world, who has 12 helpers, it all becomes very clear if you can get past the original denial and understand that that's what the Bible is, pure astrology. astral theology. Now, as we brought out before about the can now bring forth Maseroth in his season, being the signs of the zodiac, we want to talk about how Jesus, of course, was the great fisherman, and he fed his people, his followers, with two fishes. The two fishes, of course, the two fishes of the zodiac, Pisces. That's why, incidentally, if you think about it, that's why all of the kings in the Eastern Europe and Western Europe and pretty much throughout the rest of the world accepted the new calendar dating time from the birth of our Lord. Why would pagan kings, potentates of different countries, different races, different religions, why would they all accept the birth of our Lord as being the beginning of the new calendar? And why would we be in the year 1991? Quite simply, it's because it was the beginning of the age of Pisces. And Pisces is the fisherman, the shoes of the fisherman, the ring of the fisherman that the Pope wears. The Pope's mitre is nothing more than a fish's head. As a matter of fact, Joshua was called Joshua the son of Nun, because in Hebrew the word Nun meant fish. Jesus, the great fisherman, Jehoshua, or Joshua, the son of Nun, the son of the fish. All we're saying is that this is nothing more than the sun, the orb of day, ruling the world for 2,000 years in the age of our Lord, the fish, Pisces. Now, when the end of the age of Pisces is coming, and we will be going into the new age of Aquarius. Oh, but that's devil worship. That's evil. That's astrology. No, that's the Bible. What house of the zodiac does God's son go into when he leaves the age of Pisces? Because he's been in the age of Pisces now for 1991 years, he's getting ready, since each age is about 2,000, a little over 2,000 years long, what house will God's son go into once he has served the last Passover, which is the last year, the last Passover in the age of Pisces, the last year in the age of Pisces? Where does God's son go for the next 2,000 years? Well, of course, we understand it goes into the age of Aquarius. Well, the age of Aquarius, that evil astrology, the age of Aquarius is symbolized, if you can get any reference book, you will find the age of Aquarius is symbolized by the man with the water pitcher. The man with the water pitcher, or the water bearer, the water bearer. The age of Aquarius. The man with the water pitcher. Christians know that that is a terrible and evil sign that has to do with the New Age. But where did that story of the New Age and Aquarius come from? Comes from the Bible. God's son, at Luke 22:10, when God's son is asked by his 12 apostles as to where he will go to the next, after this 2,000 years of the great fisherman or the fishes is over, where will he begin his new kingdom? He says at 22:10 of Luke, and he said unto them, behold, when you enter into the city, there shall a man meet you bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house where he entereth in. We're talking astrology here. Behold, when you enter into the city, there shall a man meet you bearing a pitcher of water. That's right. The man bearing a pitcher of water is Aquarius. It's very simple.